Hello, and welcome to another edition of Lodging on Demand. In this episode, Lodging Editor-in-Chief Dennis Nessler discusses the upcoming Extended Stay Development and Operations Workshop Series with Doug Artusio of the Extended Stay Lodging Association and Delisart LLC, Cindy Estes Green of Calibri Labs, and Matt Hostetler, Chief Development Officer at Red Roof. The trio of hospitality executives detail what they see as some of the key differentiators for the event, as well as the value proposition for attendees.
Hi, this is Dennis Nessler, Editor-in-Chief of Lodging Magazine. Welcome to our podcast today. We have with us Cindy Estes Green from Calibri Labs, CEO and co-founder of Calibri Labs. And we have Matt Hostetler, Chief Development Officer for Red Roof and a board member for ESLA, Extended Stay Lodging Association, which is about to produce its inaugural event in December, December 4th in Atlanta. And we're going to talk a little bit about the event and what we can expect. Welcome to both of you guys.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Thanks, Dennis. Always good to see you.
Thank you as well. You as well, Matt. Cindy, why don't you talk a little bit about Calibri's role in this and some of the things that you guys will be providing helping to boost the conference.
Sure. So Calibri Labs partnered with the Extended Stay Lodging Association to start a regional series of workshops to better inform both the lodging community and the communities where extended stay properties are built on what extended stay properties are and how they operate. And, you know, from a development and operations point of view, they are very different than traditional hotels. So Calibri Labs is bringing forward some of the data to help with like underwriting. And the first regional event is in Atlanta. So it's meant to cover Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Alabama. So we're going to share some data from that region to talk about what the opportunities are for extended stay properties. And then on the operation side, we're going to look at some data for properties in those markets to illustrate the kind of data that an operator would want to look at in terms of length of stay to help operators look at the right performance metrics, which are really very different than those of traditional hotels.
Sure, sure. I know that, Cindy, this is something that's not typical with a lot of these conferences. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the kind of the competitive edge that gives for this event.
Sure. Yeah, we're expecting them to be a little smaller because they're regional and to be of regional focus for those interested in either developing or operating in different regions of the country. So the idea is to really delve into, you know, a morning session that's about development, which would get into questions of brand selection and site selection and underwriting and, you know, the issues that, you know, extended stay has upper tier and middle tier and lower tier. And there's big differences in the way those properties both have to be built construction-wise, how they're developed and decisions that have to be made about amenities and other kind of construction-related questions or FF&E related questions. And then also the afternoon session is really about operating, you know, customer acquisition. What are the customers that would come to an extended stay property? How do you go about getting them? You know, if you're looking at customers that are staying 1 to 6 nights or 7 to 14 or 15 to 29 or 30 plus, there's big differences. And then in operations also, you know, the staffing structure is completely different. The way you handle labor, the way you handle housekeeping, there's many questions that need to be answered. So the distinction between our workshops and the plan for them, we have like an 8 to 11 development session, a 12 to 3 operation session. Some people may want to just come to one or the other, but it's meant to be much more hands-on and data-driven to help people understand the kind of data that you would need to operate most effectively.
Yeah. And you know, I think you also mentioned that it was going to be pretty interactive, right?
The idea is to try to get much more Q&A and interaction between with the audience and the speakers. So it's not just a series of presentations. And what we don't want is to have a series of presentations where we're talking about the same thing, you know, 6 panels in a row. Like we really want to make sure we focus on development. And it's also meant to be short so that if you're in that market, you know, you can come, you have breakfast, you have a couple panels, you go back to work, lunchtime, you know, same thing. So we want to make it much more hands-on and interactive. instead of just a, you know, an all-day session where you have just a series of panels where people are just doing presentations all day.
Yeah. Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about your involvement with ESLA and, you know, how you've been kind of pushing things forward.
Well, I appreciate that, Dennis. You know, I've been personal friends, obviously, with Doug Artuzio, our founder, for more than 20 years, and he's a veteran in the extended stay world. We all know that extended stay business and the extended stay hotel operation has been around for many years, but more recently has been brought to light due to economic downturn, pandemic, all of those sorts of things. So, and let's not forget labor issues. But, you know, extended stay became very popular, even more popular in the past few years. And the Extended Stay Lodging Association's main goal truly is to educate hoteliers that are not in the business on the operations of the business.
Doug, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dennis.
How you doing? Just we're just walking through a little bit of the event in December. And the inaugural event for this organization and association, and just want to get your perspective on what it is you're expecting.
Well, Dennis, thank you very much for letting me on today. I believe that this regional workshop, in fact, is very unique from any other extended stay or hotel panel that you'll see in some time. Because specifically, and I'm sure that Cindy has relayed some of this, but we're talking to developers about data in a very specific, very regional market that they can use immediately in helping them with development plans. So we're not talking about how extended stay outshone everyone during the COVID time period. You know, that's old news. It's good news, but it's old news. You know, the RevPAR index is a return on investment is important, but what we're trying to do with these regional programs is have something that's actionable the moment they walk out of this meeting. And that's the difference. That's what we're bringing. It's education, as Matt was referring to, and unique against any other show out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any expectations, Doug, in terms, I know you guys are looking and focused on keeping more smaller and more intimate, but any ideas in terms of numbers or even going forward, how many events you want to have per year?
Well, you know, we began this planning about a month ago, and normally most conferences might have 4 to 6 months in advance. We felt it was important, though, to get into the new year so we can get into, you know, people's budgeting and aspect to really understand this opportunity. So we have put things together. We expect, you know, anywhere from 100 to possibly 200 or so participants in this program. And with obviously your support with Lodging Magazine, we expect those numbers to jump quickly as to where we are today. So, and next year, if successful, there's a plan because the message is the same. The value is the same, whether we do it in Chicago, LA, you know, any other marketplace. So we do anticipate more next year. We are learning as we go. And so I think the commitment will be coming out after this December program as to what our schedule will be for next year and what is the right number, you know, based on interchange with myself, Cindy, the, you know, extended stay board and others.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, you mentioned something interesting that some major owner operators were sending a lot of their line level or general managers, people on the front lines, if you will. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, in the course of organizing the panels and talking to some of the speakers, and we work with a lot of extended stay developers and operators anyway. I just had a call yesterday with one of the bigger ones who has quite a presence in the Georgia market, and they plan to send all their GMs to the program because there just isn't a place for, they have a lot of general managers who come from select service or who come from other kinds of traditional hotels. And there isn't a place that's sort of dedicated to showing them how to operate extended stay. So even though they're kind of figuring out as they go, the more we can kind of inform them and help them move along the learning curve, the more effective they'll be. So he was really excited that we were going to have an operations focused program that covered both the revenue generation, go-to-market, you know, customer acquisition side of it, as well as just the straight operations labor efficiency, you know, utilities. There's a lot of advantages in extended stay, but you have to understand them to take advantage of them. So we're hoping to help educate the operators in the regions where we can have these workshops.
Doug, I've known you a long time. You've been in the industry a long time. Just tell me in a minute or less kind of what the feedback has been from the hope lodging community in general, and what your you know, what your expectations and hopes are.
Well, if you can imagine, as Matt has alluded to, there is tremendous development going on right now in extended stay. It has been sort of the golden child, if you will, over the last 18 months. All of the brands are now coming out with, you know, economy, mid-scale brand opportunities. A lot of the big developers are hopping on the train, signing up for 25 or 50, you know, products with the various brands. So for us, our expectation is one, as we talked about, education. We're a nonprofit organization at ESLA.org. And you'll see that it's just a tremendous amount of education. There's so much to be done. This is not about making money. It's about education. And to properly take care of the guests, we need trained, efficient, and educated managers along the way.
And we're very excited about sharing the data that actually shows how much more upside there is. So in spite of the high level of development, our data shows how much extended stay, you know, 7+ night stay demand exists that is not being met with purpose-built lodging. And so one of the things we want to do is be able to demonstrate that, so that in spite of the development over the last 18 months, we have years ahead of us of opportunity. And I think that's important for the development community to understand.
Cindy is 100% correct. 60% of all of the extended stay nights under 29 days are staying at regular service properties, not extended stay. And it doesn't get until you get over the 30+ nights that it basically is even, okay, or a majority in the extended stay community. So the opportunities that Cindy's referring to will be years before supply catches up to the demand.
Well, I want to thank you all for your time today, and best of luck with the event. Sounds like it's going to be a great one, and I appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Denver.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you would like more content like this, please subscribe to Lodging Magazine on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Lodging on Demand wherever you get your podcasts. For news and updates, follow at Lodging Magazine on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and X. Or visit us at lodgingmagazine.com.